Thy Bard Shakes on It is made possible with the support from TELUS Story Hive and is available for free on TELUS Optic TV.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I'm a professional actor living in Lethbridge, a creative and resilient little city nestled into the coulees amidst the vast prairie landscape of Alberta. This city, its people and views, have stolen my heart over the years, much like the works and words of a certain poet, William Shakespeare. Welcome to Thy Bard Shakes on It, where I sit down with a handful of local Lethbridge artists like myself to both shake down and shake up a handful of Shakespeare's age-old sonnets. Each artist and I will discuss a single sonnet over the course of an episode before creating our very own in the next.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
In this episode, we are shaking up none other than William Shakespeare's 117th sonnet. But we needn't do so alone. Oh, no. Please join me in welcoming Brent
Clark.
Thank you so much for being here with me again, Brent. And thank you to everybody tuning in. I want to take a brief moment to acknowledge that we are on Treaty 7 territory, which is also home to Métis Nation Region 3. Great. So stanza 1, lines 1 through 4. We made it brown. Do you remember why?
Yeah, I think I remember saying something about rope and then it's brown. I think it was specifically line 4, where two all bonds do tie me day by day. Made me think of rope. Mm-hmm. Made me think of brown.
Awesome. Let's jump into line 1 from the original. With 10 syllables, it reads,
"Accuse me thus, that I have scanted all."
Right on. And so this will start our A rhyme for stanza 1. So for later, for line 3, this is what we will be rhyming with. But yeah, what direction should we take our first line of our first stanza in?
So exciting as it kind of gets us set up for the entirety of the 14 lines we got to go through.
Yeah.
Accuse me of this, that I have shorted your payments.
Accuse me of this, that I have shorted your payments.
Okay,
a bit
three
over. But that's okay, that's okay. This is a solid start. Where do you think we could shorten it? Like, what could we, how could we meld it together a bit more?
Oh, I got one. So... accusation, and then there's like a colon there. And then I have lengthened your debt.
Lengthened your debt.
Okay, oh, okay. My debt.
My debt.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess the first, in the original, yeah, it does have a colon, right? Kind of at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So are we going to run with that?
I think so.
Let's dive into line 2 from the original. With 10 syllables, it reads...
wherein I should your great deserts repay.
Great. And this will set up our B rhyme for the first stanza here. So for line 4 later, this is what we will come back to. But yeah, where should we take this line?
Yeah, so we could have about land ownership.
Okay.
A great desert, even though you can't grow anything on it, is still a plot of land. And mm-hmm. It still makes me think of like this grand vastness of the debt that I must repay to the point that
you suffer like needlessly,
yeah.
Or something,
yeah,
like, you know, like...
to the point that your heart is as empty as your pockets.
Ooh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, to the point that your heart is as empty as your pockets.
It's 14. Okay, it's a bit bold.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, we could cut out that beginning part. So, your heart is as empty as your pockets.
Boom! That's 10.
That's 10.
Heck yeah.
Great. So, yeah, let's dive into line 3 from the original. With 10 syllables, it reads,
"Forgot upon your dearest love to call."
Great. And so, this will finish our A rhyme for stanza 1. So, we're going to try and rhyme with debt.
And yeah, where do you think we should go with this line?
I feel like the poet is kind of switching this up and saying, forget about me. Forget about me, lest you be under threat.
Right. Yeah. Forget about me, lest you be
under threat. Under threat.
Oh, it's just like one too many. So, or what if we said, forget about me?
Oh, yeah, we could pull a Shakespeare.
Forget about me, lest you be under threat. Does that work for you?
That's 10. Yeah.
Awesome.
Forget about me. Forget about me. Anyways, I love it. Yeah, that's good.
Let's take a look at line 4 from the original with 10 syllables. It reads, whereto all bonds do tie me day by day. Great. And this will complete our B rhyme for stanza 1. But yeah, so what stands out to you in it? What direction do you think we should take this line 4 in?
Let's do, if we're rhyming with pockets, we could do sockets.
Pockets, sockets. Rockets.
Rockets.
Lockets.
Lockets.
I like locket.
Oh, yeah.
Item, right? Yeah. Like a locket of some sort. Forget about me, lest you be under threat. Maybe like they've given them some sort of lockets, you know, over time. And like they could be like, let's get rid of those things. Yeah. Like you can't have any of that around. Like,
though given of love.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Though given of love, discard the locket, our locket. The locket.
Let's do R.
Sure. Locket. Okay.
Perfect.
We'll give stanza 1 here a quick read altogether and just make sure that it works for us.
Accusation. I have lengthened my debt. Your heart is as empty as your pockets. Forget about me, lest you be under threat. Though given with love, discard our locket.
Awesome. And so does that sit well with you? That works for you?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that works.
Awesome. So diving into stanza 2, from the original, we made it blue, a light blue, I'm pretty sure. Do you remember why?
Yes. That is because it's the color of the ocean and water, because we had some boat imagery.
Yes.
Absolutely. I do remember.
Great. So let's dive into line 5 from the original. With 10 syllables, it reads,
that I have frequent been with unknown minds.
Great. And this will set our C rhyme for stanza 2. What direction should we take our first line of stanza 2?
He says that I have frequent been with unknown minds. So I've been around a lot of different people.
How many syllables is that? Let's see. I have been around a lot of different people.
Ooh. It's 12. Let's get rid of different.
I'm going to throw it out there. We don't have to because that is 10. That does work. We could be like, I've been around a lot of people. I don't know what we would do with one extra syllable, but...
No, we could do it. We could add a descriptor to the people that he's been around.
Okay.
I feel like, again, he's kind of on the run type thing from some like bad, crooked people.
Right.
So we could do, I've been around a lot of bad people.
Just straight up. He knows they're bad.
Yeah. These guys, they're no good.
A lot of bad people. Okay. Let's run with it.
I like it.
Okay. Awesome. Let's dive into line 6 from the original with 10 syllables. It reads,
and given to time your own dear purchased right.
Awesome. And this will set our D rhyme for stanza 2. So we'll come back to this at line 8. But yeah, what direction should we take our line 6?
This is, you deserve to know what I've gotten myself into.
Right.
Yet I've given you no hints, no clues, no nothing.
Right.
But there's always a but. But you're under threat if I tell you. If I tell you, I have to kill you, that type of stuff.
I like this idea of, you deserve to know, or like you deserve answers. Like,
yeah, to which I've given none. You deserve answers to which I've given none. Oh, that's one more.
Answers.
You deserve answers which I've given none. Perfect.
That would be 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's dive into line 7 from the original. With 10 syllables, it reads,
that I have hoisted sail to all the winds.
And this is definitely where that sail, that boat imagery comes in. And yeah, this will complete our C rhyme. So we're going to be rhyming with people. Yeah, what direction should we take this line in?
So I guess, again, in the context of our piece, it's kind of giving that hint of like where I have gone, because I'm obviously not here.
And we're rhyming with people. Should we take a second?
Oh, yeah.
Rhymes for people? Yeah.
People.
People.
Steeple.
Steeple. Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. If we can work towards that, I mean, let's try it. There's also this idea of trying to find answers from something greater than yourself, right?
Yeah. Maybe this person's watching from afar. I have watched you since my departure, even at the steeple.
If I may,
yeah.
Like maybe tweaking the beginning of the line a little bit. So like, I've watched you since we met at the steeple. Great.
That's there we go. Time.
Okay. I've watched you since we met at the steeple. Feeling okay for you so far?
Yeah. Great. Yeah, so far.
Great. Let's dive into line 8 from the original with 10 syllables. It reads,
which should transport me farthest from your sight.
Awesome. And this will finish our D rhyme for stanza 2. So we are rhyming with non. What direction should we take this line in?
This has reminded me of our bond and that it is undone.
Okay. So that the
something.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Only now even that seems undone. Like, does that one, does like this direction
yeah.
fit well for you? Or yeah. does it stray too far? Or?
No, it's good. No, it works for me. I've watched you since we met at the steeple. Now our holy promise has come undone. Yeah, no, I like it.
I've been around a lot of bad people. You deserve answers, which I've given none. I've watched you since we met at the steeple. Now our holy promise has come undone.
And yeah, does that work for you? Feels good?
That works for me.
Great. Let's dive into our third stanza here. Gray, do you remember why?
Yeah, it made me think of paper, made me think of the law, made me think of a very gray area. So, if you would. So, yeah, that's why we colored it gray.
Let's dive into line 9 from the original with 10 syllables. It reads,
book both my willfulness and errors down.
Awesome. And this will start our E rhyme for stanza 3 here. What direction do you think we should take this line in?
Record both my wrongs and my willingness to do them. You know what I mean? More or less making a summary of all the mistakes, all the faults that have been made.
Ooh, what about like, though my wrongs outweigh my rights or like...
passion for you.
Ooh, okay. I love that.
Yep.
Good to move on?
Yeah.
Great. Let's dive into line 10 from the original. With 10 syllables, it reads,
and on just proof surmise accumulate.
And this will set our F rhyme for line 12 later. But yeah, where do you think we should go with this?
So my idea is that this is kind of the beginning of the argument that my passion should outweigh my wrongs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or my lackings. Let passion's proof not outweigh your heart. I guess.
Let passion's proof not outweigh your heart.
Oh, I got close.
And so, yeah, let passion's proof not outweigh your heart. So, yeah, it's trying to speak to, you know, their heart. Yeah. And
let my passion's proof not outweigh your heart. 10.
For sure.
Does that make sense?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. Let my passion... prove, like I like that direction, like let my passion prove
you are still in my heart.
You are, so let my passion prove you're still in my heart.
That's perfect.
That works for you?
Yeah, that works for me.
Awesome. Great. Let's jump into line 11 from the original with 10 syllables. It reads,
bring me within the level of your frown.
Awesome. And this will finish our E rhyme for stanza 3 here. So we're going to rhyme with you. So I think there's a lot we can work with there. But yeah, what direction should we take this in?
What rhymes with you? Let's do that.
You.
Stew.
Adieu.
Crew. Flu. I like adieu.
Adieu?
I kind of like it.
Okay. I guess like the original is kind of level of your frown. It's kind of acknowledging the... you know, frustrations of, like, the partner, you know, like...
help me understand why you haven't said adieu.
Right, well, you haven't just left me. Like, what are you doing still? Like, yeah, help me understand. Help me
understand why you haven't said adieu. That's 11.
Maybe 12, adieu might be 2.
Maybe 12.
Tell me
why you have not said adieu.
Ooh, 9. Though... questioning why you've not said adieu.
Bingo.
Oh,
got her.
Great. Let's dive into line 12 from the original. With 10 syllables, it reads,
"But shoot not at me in your wakened hate."
And this will complete our F rhyme, so we're going to work towards something that rhymes with heart. Where should we take it?
Just a continuation of that partial sentence there. You have not left. You have not packed up so much as a cart. Yeah. It's weak, but it's there.
Yeah, but it's there, right?
It showed up.
Yeah. You have not packed up so much as a cart. Yeah, heart, cart.
Start.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you could say literally, this is your last chance to finally start.
This is your last chance to finally start. That is 10.
I'm reading this as these people are after me.
Right.
You need to go.
Right.
You need to leave.
Right.
This is your last chance to finally go so that you can be safe.
Right. Well, I mean, let's take a look at stanza 3 all together and see if it works for us.
Though my wrongs outweigh my passion for you, let my passion prove you're still in my heart. Though questioning why you've not said adieu, this is your last chance to finally start.
Moving on to the rhyming couplet at the end, we gave it a red color. Do you remember why?
Yeah, I kind of gave it kind of the summarization of like a hard stop. But I also said it can be interpreted in many different ways. It can be interpreted for love and for passion.
Let's take a look at line 13 from the original with 10 syllables. It reads,
"Since my appeal says I did strive to prove."
Great. And this will set our G rhyme for the rhyming couplet for the next line, line 14. I love how at the very beginning we have just that first line is like just unto itself. It's like accusation. I have lengthened my debt. Is there like something the opposite of an accusation that is like the answer, like the reparation?
What's the sentence?
Yeah, like a sentence.
Something like that, like the completion of...
Or confession.
Okay.
Sentence, yeah. Confession, verdict, I plead not guilty, like consider this my plea or consider this my...
No, I like that. We have the accusation and now we have the defense. And I like ending it off with plea so that we can rhyme with me. To your accusation, consider this my plea.
To your accusation, consider this my plea.
In my defense, consider this plea agreement.
My plea.
That doesn't work.
In my defense, consider this my plea.
Yes.
You like that?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. That's 10. I like it.
Without further ado, let's look at line 14 from the original. With 10 syllables, it reads,
"The constancy and virtue of your love."
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, and this will finish our G rhyme. It sounds like we want to go with this me because it will rhyme with plea. What should we add to it?
We have both been alone too long. Please come with me.
That's 10.
Is that 10?
Yeah.
No.
We've been alone too long. Please come with me. That is 10. How does that sit for you?
It fits for me.
Yeah?
What do you think?
I think it works.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering if we can get that, like, broken aspect into it.
Sure.
Just because it feels like, you know, the relationship is broken. Or,
yeah.
You know,
we've been broken too long. Please come with me.
Does that work for you?
That works for me.
Yeah, let's hear the whole thing all together.
Accusation. I have lengthened my debt. Your heart is as empty as your pockets. Forget about me, lest you be under threat. Though given with love, discard our locket. I've been around a lot of bad people. You deserve answers, which I've given none. I've watched you since we met at the steeple. Now our holy promise has come undone. Though my wrongs outweigh my passion for you, let my passion prove you're still in my heart. Though questioning why you've not said adieu, this is your last chance to finally start. In my defense, consider this my plea. We've been broken too long. Please, come with me.
Oh, so good.
Amazing.
Great. Poems! Great. Yeah, it's awesome.
Stay tuned for the next episode where we look at yet another sonnet with our next guest.
Thy Bard Shakes on It thanks its production team, its partner, the Lethbridge Shakespeare Performance Society, and sponsors, Presto Media, the Alberta Media Arts Alliance Society, and the Lethbridge Independent Film Society.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Produced with the support of Tell Us Story Hive.